Nathalie is getting her nails done.
Je me fais manicurer les ongles.
It's the first time she's been able to go for a beauty treatment since she had a baby 2 months ago.
C'est agréable.
It feels good, she says. A beauty salon is maybe not what you'd expect in a family care center, but it, along with the spa and massage rooms downstairs, the cafe and restaurant up front, are key parts of this new center in the heart of Paris called Happy Families.
We have this place where we have employees who have all the diploma and can take care of your children.
Here's co-founder Bastien Hiverneau.
The idea is like you can come here in 2 hours and do everything you need and find all the services you might need.
And those services include beauty treatments, as well as medical and psychological support and classes for parents and children.
One, two.
In a workshop room, a half dozen kids are in an English class. Their parents are up front having coffee. This full-service center offers convenience, but there's also a deeper need for support. Hiverneau and his sister, who started the center, don't have children themselves, but they saw friends around them change and struggle after becoming parents.
We look at them and were wondering why suddenly they were disappearing from any kind of social life. When you get a child, all the aspects of your life are changed. And we find out this change is very deep, and often you don't find the support you need.
France is known for having great childcare support. School starts at age 3, daycare isn't that expensive and fairly readily available, but Hiverneau says it's not enough.
We are not too bad, I mean, compared to other countries. Daycare, of course, is very good, but it's not enough. And in France, we have good medical support, but as soon as you get out of the maternity, basically you are on your own. Many parents actually feel isolated when they get their child, they go back home. They need a lot of practical advice.
But that advice can be difficult to find.
As people now live far away from their own parents, it becomes harder and harder to learn, you know, from tradition. So probably you need more and more advice and coaching on this.
Bienvenue dans cet atelier Family Coaching.
Rita Arthur introduces a workshop called Family Coaching to 5 women. It's an introduction to a series of courses designed to help parents better manage their children in terms of discipline. Parents today need coaching like this, she says, because parenting skills are no longer transmitted from mother to daughter.
La mère et la fille, elles sont amies, elles sont copines, elles vont aller faire des courses ensemble, etc. Mais
mothers and daughters are friends, she says. They go shopping together, but they don't talk about child-rearing.
Du coup, les parents sont perdus.
As a result, parents are lost. She says coaching sessions like hers are there to help them find their way.
Ça permet beaucoup de sérénité, en fait.
It allows parents to be calmer, she says.
Donc l'axe vertical, effectivement, c'est la relation que vous...
Arthur says parents sometimes sign up for coaching when they have specific problems with their kids, but more often they do it because, she says, there's pressure to become a good parent.
Et puis l'axe horizontal, ce que j'ai appelé cadre.
I'm so interested in how being a better parent.
Eve is attending the workshop. She has a 1-year-old daughter. She says she gets advice from her parents sometimes, but cultivating friendships is also important. She's come with Perrine, who has a 3.5-month-old.
There's a lot of questions. For example, this weekend, my baby was ill. I didn't want to tell my mother because she would be too anxious. So I call my friend who have children and I look on the web.
So whether it's parenting advice or a haircut or a yoga class, Bastien Hiverneau is hoping the general idea of full-service parenting support will catch on. Happy Families had little public support, he says.
We did a crowdfunding campaign.
They raised 11,000 euros, more than they set out to. They're hoping interest in this kind of support for families will inspire others.
Hopefully, you know, in a few years, the public sectors will wake up and realize that this is really answering a very deep social need.
Sarah Elsis, RFI, Paris.